You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. All right, you guys, welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. This is late. I know it's late. It's episode 75 and recorded on November 28th instead of the 27th. I should have posted this yesterday, but some things went down this week, so I needed to. I just got back into town, and I'm doing a rush job on this, and some of you may be wondering, don't you do a rush job on all of your podcasts? Yes. Yes, but that's not the point. The point is I'm really doing a rush job on this just so that you can get this out so that my loyal listeners, my dozens of fans, can understand why their Raven fix was a day later. I know none of you are asking this, but you know, bear with me. Pretend this is my ego on the line. You guys have been wondering, so I'm answering what's going on. So, I've been out of town for the past 4 days. So, unexpected. And because I was going to go to my dad and his wife, some would say stepmom, but she's 10 years older than me. And they got together when I was an adult. So, let's just say my dad's wife. Anyway, Dad and Cindy. That's fine. I'm going to go over there for Thanksgiving. That was planned. However, at early in the morning on Monday morning, I got a bunch of texts and a bunch of calls informing me that my dad had a mild heart attack. And so, he's fine, by the way. I threw in, the mild really kind of goes, oh, shit. Oh, mild. Okay, good. They did like the two stents in his arm and or in the left. Look, they said a bunch of shit. And I remembered it at the time. But anyway, it turns out it was like partial blockage and then full blockage on one, partial on the other. They did some stents. They got it right away. He only stayed in the hospital. He stayed in ICU for one day and they released him. They didn't even put him into another room for observation. they took him to he was at the hospital in New Braunfels. And I don't know if you've ever been to New Braunfels, but New Braunfels, Texas. But that place is white. Anyway, we were in New Braunfels and I basically got my cousin, who I haven't seen in years. That's the thing, is that my aunt and my cousin, my dad's only sister and her only daughter. So my only aunt and my only cousin on my dad's side, who I haven't seen in years, we're totally fine with each other, but I just haven't seen them. My cousin came and picked me up, so I got to visit with them. Of course, it only took a heart attack to get the whole family together again. But they picked me up, and so I was gone from Monday to Thursday. I just got back tonight because I went ahead and stayed. And I told Dad that I was very thankful that he decided to have a heart attack when I had 4 days off. It was very convenient for me, and that's always been my dad. He's always looked out for me. But he's doing all right. The hardest part of the whole ordeal is making him not do things because he keeps wanting to get up and do stuff. You know, he's got his to-do list. He's like, well, I guess I'll put off, mending the fence for a couple of days. Yeah, you're going to put that off. You know, get your 22-year-old son that lives 15 minutes away. Yeah, get my little brother to do it. Don't mend the fence. I got to destroy a tree, a shrub that he was going to do. He's like, I needed to get to that in the next couple of days. I'll kill the bush now. Like, I totally will. I will destroy that shrub. And there's this, which is great because I get to play with his power tools. He's got this huge, like limb, like treat like Hedger, like the like a dual handle, like big. Oh man, it was great. It might as well have been a chainsaw. You know, I got to dip, you know, he's keep wanting to dig. Oh, the doctor didn't say anything about driving a car. Yeah, you're not supposed to drive a car for a few days. So that's going to be the hardest part for him, is doing nothing. So my father is not someone who does nothing. He just, that was the thing. This happened on Sunday night, Monday morning. 2 days prior, his, because he still coaches. He still, like, he retired. But then he, you know, he retired from head coaching. So, okay, this is my dad's idea of retirement. The first time he retired, he quit doing public school. He quit coaching and teaching in a public school. So he retired and then got a job at a private school where he's coaching six-man football instead of the regular 11-man football. So then he starts, so he retired from teaching, but now he's just a head coach and he just coaches football and that's all he does. So he did that for years and years. Then finally, he retires from being a head coach. That lasts for about 6 months. And then he decides to go back, and now he's the defense coordinator for the same team. He's just not the head coach. But it's smart because he doesn't have to deal with the parents. He doesn't have to deal with the school at all. You know, the head coach has to deal with all of that. And he just coaches defense. Plus, it's six-man football, and people score all the time anyway. So it's like, hey, you only have to be, eh, all right. But they just won state for the fourth time on Friday. I don't know if that's related to the stress or whatever. I think it's just the fact that my dad's in his early 70s, and it's just been building up over time. I mean, he's in good health, but, you know, it's genetic. It's in our family, so it just kind of happens. And since it's genetic, though, my younger brother, not the youngest brother, but the younger brother is about 4 years younger than me, he's a little insistent that that I should, and he goes, you know, my older brother should start going to the doctor and getting on medication for high blood pressure and different stuff, because you know, it is genetic and it's in our family. But you know, yeah, I probably should. That's all I said. Yeah, I probably should, and I left it at that. Kind of dealing with something in my throat. That's why I keep making that noise. Keep clearing out my throat. My apologies, everyone. But I almost didn't stay for Thanksgiving, because my whole thing was that I get kind of I'm a homebody. I get really antsy when I'm not at home. If I go on a trip, about day three is I'm like, all right, I have been away from home base long enough, I gotta go, you know, that kind of a thing. And it's almost clockwork. I can totally, you know, somewhere around, yeah, day three, when I break the 48-hour mark and start getting into closer to 72 hours, I'm like, this is too much. I'm ready to go. So I knew that was going to happen. So I was kind of toying with the idea, you know, especially since we brought him home Thursday morning or Tuesday morning, you know, in the hospital Monday, brought him home Tuesday morning, staying with him Tuesday. I was thinking maybe I'll leave Wednesday evening. And Cindy, my dad's wife, did the really smart thing with me, which is going, no, it's okay. I totally understand. We would love, however, for you to stay till Thanksgiving. Totally going, yeah, no, you can do whatever you want. We would like this, but no, I totally get it. Instead of trying to go, no, you will stay, because then all of a sudden I go, no, I'm going to leave. But, you know, giving me the option. It's like, give me the option and I'll end up doing the right thing. But and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I stayed. It was one of those things that I just kind of, it didn't take long to realize the thought process was dumb, like to go, come on, John, you're going to be that selfish. You're going to give in to a little nervousness and anxiety. You're going to let anxiety make you not spend time with your dad who just had a heart attack in the holidays. That's pretty stupid, you know. So it only took a little bit of that thought process, which I was really happy with. I'm really happy with the fact that I just kind of looked at it and, you know, just thought about it and had that, you know, here's your one chance, antsy, don't let me down kind of a thing, and just went, all right, I won't pace. I mean, I will pace, but I'll get over it. I'll get over it and we'll just go. And, you know, the thing is that by making the decision, just going, fuck it, here we go. Now, this is what we're doing. I don't care how antsy I get. Anxiety can go fuck itself. And yeah, maybe I got a little anxious a little bit yesterday, but we watched some movies. It's all right. Made sandwiches, just kind of hung out. I didn't do much yesterday. It didn't hurt that I got like a gas attack or something. I got some like pain in my stomach for most of the day yesterday, so I just kind of took it easy. And it was kind of ironic because it was the same kind of area pain that Dad had Sunday night before he had a heart attack. So all of a sudden everybody was like, are you having a heart attack? I went, no, it's because we ate veggie pasta, which I can neither recommend or not recommend. I just, you take it or leave it. Veggie pasta, just don't have two helpings, apparently. So I was out of commission all yesterday. I just kind of laid around and felt like shit. Fine today. But other than that, it was fine. I made it. Went to Thanksgiving today. Went to Thanksgiving with... all right, so it's my dad, his wife Cindy. Cindy's twin sister Betsy. Betsy's best friend Sharon. I think her name's Sharon. It might have been Karen. It might have been Susan. I don't remember her name. It was either Karen, Sharon, or Susan. She had Thanksgiving. So Karen, Sharon, Susan had Thanksgiving with her daughter, Alex, and her Alex's husband, Alex. So Alex and Alex. I don't know why people do that to themselves, but they were there. And then Betsy, Cindy's twin sister, was there. And then Cindy and my dad, and then me and my brother. So that was our Thanksgiving. It was at a stranger's house. And it's the traditional Thanksgiving. You watch the Detroit Lions lose, and then you watch the Cowboys game. That's Thanksgiving. Yes, I realize that the Cowboys lost today, but that doesn't matter. The tradition is the Cowboys may win or lose, but you know Detroit's going to lose. So you sit through the Detroit game, you watch the Lions lose, and then it's the Cowboys versus whoever they play. So we got to do that. Standard traditional food. Unlike last week, this family actually carves the entire turkey, so there was dark meat and white meat, so I was happy, and everything turned out great. So, and then I'm back, and I don't really have a whole lot extra for you guys. I just wanted to rush this out. It's going to be a short one this week. Just wanted to let you know that what the deal was. My dad's doing fine, and my little personal victory of just basically making the decision to not let anxiety make me make rash choices. So I count that as a win as well. So it's been a good week. I did get offered alcohol at this Thanksgiving. It was not at all a temptation. It was Crown Royal Apple whiskey, which is ridiculous. I don't know why anybody would buy it. So, zero temptation. It's like, would you like some Crown Royal whiskey? Apple whiskey. Even if I was a drunk, I'm going to say no. So, yeah. So, it was good. But before I let you guys go, let me just say this. The Thanksgiving is a holiday of excess. We gorge ourselves, and in more ways than one. So there's a really good chance that there's somebody listening to this who was sober, but decided to drink or whatever in the past 24 hours. Or they were tempted to and they're still thinking about it because it's the whole weekend. A lot of people aren't, you know, going to work tomorrow and aren't, you know, on Friday or Saturday. They've got a nice 3-4 day weekend. So I wanted to mention that, yeah, I know it's difficult. It's a difficult time. You know, hopefully at this point that you have you have a support system and tools in place that keep you going. If you relapse this week, because, you know, Thanksgiving, I just wanted to, you know, encourage you to kind of blow it off, to not let it just shake you. It's one of the reasons that I don't ascribe to the, you know, counting the numbers kind of a thing, to where, you know, if you ruin a big streak, all of a sudden it feels you're like even more disappointed in yourself, and you're just, you know, it's like, oh, you know, and you start really shitting on yourself and just kind of just, you know, it, you know, the guilt, you know, obviously the guilt makes the relapse not as fun. That's one of the benefits. But the idea is, okay, you feel bad, whatever. It's time to go back to doing what you were doing already. If you don't beat yourself up as much, it's really easy just to get right back on the horse, the metaphorical horse or literal horse, depending on what part of the world you live. Just get back to doing what you're doing. All right. It doesn't mean, you know, the relapse doesn't mean that what you were doing wasn't working. All right. It worked for a while. So it's a state of mind. Get right back to doing what you're doing. Don't discourage. You're still alive. You're still breathing. You know, keep moving forward. One day at a time, and all that cliche bullshit that just so happens to be annoyingly true. So, anyway, watch out for yourselves this weekend. Stay sober if you're sober. If you're not sober, stay sane. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. We will see you next week with the full half-hour podcast. I'm John Rabin. Later.